We are an iHeartRadio station.
Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters. Monsters.
All time.
Monsters. 2022.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning. Anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning. Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio all over the planet. That's the iHeartRadio app. Man, it's a lot better than it used to be. It's pretty cool. You got to check out the app. You can check out the shows from like last week, last month, last year, and then all broken down into each hour, so it's easy to find. That's, you know, the podcast is crazy popular, man. The number one podcast in the state of Florida with iHeart, which is really cool. Like number 35 in the nation. A lot of listeners from all over the country. Thank you. Appreciate that. If you want to listen to us live, you always can on that app. You can listen to us live, and then also you can leave us a message and be a part of the show and hear yourself later on in the program, which is kind of a cool little thing too. You click on the microphone and leave us a message. You'll like that. We're live on our YouTube channel, Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. That's easy to find. That's got an incredible chat area where people chat back and forth, and we don't allow any trolls in there. We bump them out. You know, we just keep the cool people that love the show so they can all have a good time while we're on for 5 hours. You know, nobody does 5 hours but us. That's probably my bad negotiation skills. But we do 5 hours, and we'll be here for the next 5 hours. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with all the fellas, we'll be doing this until around 11 o'clock. Here's the producer, the Angel of Boom, Angel of Air.
Good luck.
Tim Wright, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
I've never stopped, baby.
And looking into my right on.
Yes.
Hey, if you want to call us, you can. 407-916-1041. And I hope we put you in a good mood, getting ready to go to work on another Monday. That's our job, is to put you in a good mood and have you ready to go to work. So that's happening starting right now. On Friday, after the show, had a couple... we hear something in the background, Ryan. Is that the... What is that? I hear a little something. There you go. Friday after the show, I was informed by my wife, listen, we got to drop off some stuff. You know, we got some stuff to drop off.
You guys are on a care mission, man.
And so I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, whatever. And so Christina, which is Ryan's girl, has been ill with COVID for a while. And so I guess he hadn't been cooking for her. Poor girl, just sitting there.
Damn.
Hadn't been cooking for her. So Mary Ellen made food for Christina and for Ryan, and then also we have listeners that, you know, are on the YouTube channel all the time, but they actually, one of the listeners on the YouTube channel all the time went to high school with Mary Ellen. We didn't even know that until, you know, until she started talking to us or whatever, but it's kind of weird they have this little connection. So Tanya Morgan's just a great, you know, has just been an incredible listener. She helps us out whenever we need anything. Wonderful girl. She had some sort of an operation. Her husband had COVID, so Mary Ellen's like, we got to take them some soup as well. So that was the trick. Now, I've never been to Ryan Holmes' house before. This was my first stop by the old Holmes, and to hear him describe it, I thought maybe I was going to need to take my samurai sword and be super. But dude, you got a nice house. Like the way you describe it, it sounds like a hunk of hell. But I mean, that's a
yes. Thank you for killing my bit.
Well, I mean, you know, the bit can still go on. But I'm just saying, I was in position.
You were taken aback.
I was like, oh, he's got a nice house. He makes it sound like it's, you know. So I dropped it off. You know, I didn't want to come in contact with anybody because I didn't want to get sick. But we dropped it off at the door, and then I sent you a text.
Mm-hmm.
Food at the door.
Yes. Got that 30 minutes later.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Did not know. This happens to me a lot. I leave my phone on silent because of the show.
Yeah.
I don't end up turning it off till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I remember that my phone is on silent, and I miss a lot of important calls right around then. So the food sat outside. It was still warm though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the heat, the horrible oppressive heat helped stay that chicken soup, but it was still warm.
Yeah, she had warmed it up before. It was like hot when she'd made it that morning. It was chicken noodle soup and then cornbread. Right?
Yeah, it's like it was just like a box of stuff. Like it was really
care
nice.
Package, man.
Yeah, I haven't got a care package in a minute, and it wasn't for me. But you know, I don't know if I was supposed to eat the soup, Russ.
Yeah,
but
you were. Yeah, yeah. She made enough for both of you guys. Yeah,
okay, because I was like, I'm getting in on this soup. I know it's for you technically, Christina, but your boy's hungry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, she knew it was going to be for both of you, and then she's like, okay, now we're going to drop soup off for Tanya Morgan's house. I'm like, okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. And then I put in the address and my GPS.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay, how long will it take to get? Whoa!
Well, they live far.
This is a day trip, baby. Like, how long does it take to get there? Like an hour to get it. I'm like, okay, fine. We ain't got nothing else to do. So
where do they live?
Way out in the middle of like Treveris, out in the But you got to take a left down the track, dirt road down to. It's way out there, but beautiful. Absolutely, and as we're driving out there, he gave us time to talk and chat. It was fine. I'm complaining for fun. I actually enjoyed it, and to see all the beautiful homes out there that have so much property, and
we're like, man,
that would be cool to have that kind of. There's a lot of houses out in that area. What's that called? Is that Lake County? That's not Lake County, is it?
Yeah,
Lake County. Yeah. So out near Mount Dora. There was a Mount Dora chain of lakes, I guess, out there, and just a lot of really, really, kind of nice houses with like 3 and 4 acres. And all I could think of is, man, the dog would love it because he could run around, but then you got to cut all that grass.
Yeah, but you get a cool ass tractor.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So, ride like, when we're out at the farm, there's a riding mower that we have and a tractor that is used.
Okay.
And not for nothing, you want to talk about getting your guy on. Getting on a tractor to mow the lawn is the way more fun. You'll go back and you think about the days that you had a push mower, and you're going to be like, ha!
That's all well and good, but Russ, if you're really trying to do this, what you're trying to build is a ranch like Yellowstone. You'd be Dutton. You got to hire some like druggies that were just out of jail, some and then you save them, and then you imprint on them like I'm your daddy now, boy.
Triple R,
and you got to go kill for me. You put it in a triple R, and then he's cutting the lawn. Man, I was like, who's that? I was like, it was just a nice boy I met at the boys' club. He's gonna start working for us, Mary Ellen.
Yeah,
I'm gonna change his life around. And next thing you know, you got Rusty Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen. Triple R Ranch. I like it. But a lot of you're just not. You know, when you live in a particular area and you stay in that area, until you kind of go out and see, other places where people live and other houses and stuff. It's like, man, this is a kind of a cool little lifestyle out here. And there were some restaurant that was on the chain of lakes that we stopped at, and we just made a whole day of it. But nice out there, man, and listeners too. The place I was eating at, a couple people were like fans of the show and came over and said hi, and it was.
You want to work on a ranch, boy?
Yeah,
what's your loyalty?
I don't think I want to run a ranch. I think that looks like too much work. I don't think I can do that.
It looks like a lot of damn work.
Yeah.
But then you have like a small mafia that you can, do hits with and things like that he did.
Yeah, I don't have patience for that anymore.
But it's a lot of money. Yeah, in your 40s. Maybe in your 40s you would have run it.
I had done it then for sure. Now I was too tired for it.
I was like, I don't want to run this mafia ranch.
Yeah, being in the mafia seems like it's just tiring and exhausting at all times.
No, bro,
especially,
it's good.
And you have to run a ranch at the same time, so you got ranch work and mafia work.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Look, tracksuit mafia, bro. Tracksuit mafia, no ranching, bro. Just mafia.
No, you have to move. You're also a mover.
That's true, bro.
So
but that's how we get new.
And moving work. That's double
hard. But how
hard
do you think we find new hideouts, bro?
Okay.
That could be it. Yeah. Went after we had, it was pretty much the entire day, traveling and everything. And it was cool. I said, okay, I definitely want to watch this movie and we can review it when we come back or whatever. But, I told you guys about it, a movie that was on Hulu, and they said this is the best Predator movie ever. And I'm like, oh, there's no way it's the best Predator movie ever. It just can't be the best Predator movie ever.
It's a lot to live up to.
And it's called Prey. And the gimmick is, I'll tell you the gimmick. We'll go to break and I'll review it. So you tell me if you think this is any good. So what would you say if I told you this next movie that's out is on Hulu is about the Predator, like the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger, hunted down, and there's been 50 movies afterwards, Predator versus Alien, Predator goes to space, Predator, whatever,
Predator. The Predators.
Predator comes from space.
Yeah.
But anyway,
wasn't there one Predator versus Jason?
There was, I think, something like that. There was Predator in a mountain in like in the snow or something.
There was To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator. Yeah.
There was the one that Kevin Spacey was in, Child Predator. And this was a lot of Predators.
There's the Orlando Predators.
But the
Orlando Predators, the docuseries.
The idea about this one is the Predator came down to to America
1719.
In 1719, back when American Indians were in charge, and that's the whole premise of the movie. And I'll tell you whether it's any good when we come back. All right, you're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
We are Real Radio 104.1, online at realradio.fm, on your phone with the free iHeartRadio app, and hey Google, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
I would be happy to.
From the
Angel, we have learned something, or I have learned something today. And tomorrow morning, you will notice that I will only get one cup of this coffee.
Did you already double up?
Bro, I've already...
What are you doing,
I don't know. My heart's going to give out. I've had two cups of this coffee.
Holy smokes, it's not... been an hour yet.
Well, I get here too damn early. I'm crazy. But I went... You know, we have one of those coffee makers that, we use the, what's it called again?
Keurig.
Yeah, Keurig machine. And we hide it over in this storage room that we have because we're not allowed to have
it. It's our green room. What are you talking about?
Okay, yeah, right. Now it's just a junk room is what it is. You've seen it.
Well, no, that's all the stuff for the poker tournament.
Okay, well, they can find somewhere else.
Junk.
Anyway, we're not using this.
It looks like a junk.
Anyway, we're using it.
We go into the junk room, and that's where our coffee machine is. And so, we kind of bring in our own little Keurig, cups or whatever. So it was my turn to bring in Keurig cups again, and so you guys mentioned that when we went out to Universal, they had this coffee, and they don't call it like Sunny Day Coffee
or Happy Joy.
Happy Joy Coffee. No. Their marketing team goes, let's call it Death Wish.
Yeah.
Like everybody's got a Death Wish, right? It's called Death Wish Coffee.
'Cause F your morning sounds too aggressive.
And who is it that it's somebody from Zach Wilde, right?
I think he's a part of it, and it was Jason who was our caretaker when we would do the broadcast over there. He's the one that turned us on to it because he's the one that would make sure they had good coffee there at the Universal Studio.
But Zach Wilde of Ozzy's band, for whatever reason, so they're like,
he's part of the coffee. Yeah.
And this coffee, I've had, this is my second cup, and man, it's supposed to be the strongest coffee in the world, which is why I got it. And man, how many can you do, Angel?
I'm not trying to go glass or cup for cup with you. Well, I'm a nice, even-tempered flow because I don't want my ear hole sweating.
Right. Starting tomorrow, I will have one of those, and then I'll go to a weaker coffee to level it out. Cause, man, I can feel it. Over the weekend, basically, it wasn't that terrible hot, really. Maybe because I was in the pool most of the time. But I'm like, okay, we had some rain. It was kind of a nice weekend. But what we did was spent most of the time in the pool, watching TV and watching shows and whatever, and just had a great weekend. It was awesome. But one of the first things I decided I wanted to watch was this new movie that's out on Hulu. And it's called Prey, and they're saying it's the best Predator movie since Predator. And the idea is the Predator monster or whatever goes back, it's back in the time of like 17, is it 1719?
1719 is the setting.
Yeah, and it's in America, so, obviously it's the American Indians that are, and then they had some French people that were just coming over at the time. And man, you know what? A lot of times when they hype something, they tell me it's going to be, this is going to be one of the best movies ever. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. And then I watch it, and a lot of times I'm disappointed. Not this time. They had me from the beginning to the end. I love the girl who was, they had I'm trying to not say the wrong thing. I keep wanting to say Indian.
Indigenous person.
Whatever.
Her name is, that's not whatever. It's really, what you're saying right there, and I'm not trying to correct you or anything, but it's calling them American Indians is disrespectful.
Okay, well,
it is. There's no way around it.
In all the things that I'm reading, that's what they're saying.
They're all wrong. Okay. It's an indigenous person. She belongs to the Sioux Nation.
Yeah. Sioux? I thought it was something else.
No,
was
in the movie.
Comanche.
In the movie, they're representing in the Comanche Nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In real life, Amber's part of the Sioux Nation. She's part of a specific tribe.
Well, yeah.
Same with her brother. He's part of a tribe as well.
Yeah. You talk about a marginalized group of people that 100%. Have gotten the war. Take everybody you want. It doesn't matter who it is. Gay, black, whatever. The people have been treated the worst are indigenous, American Indian, however you want to say it. So to see a movie where they represent them, you know, and it all is in a positive, like they weren't represented as savages or a bunch of, you know, it was just, you know, I thought it was really great. I really enjoyed the movie. And I think since the first Predator, it is the best since that. Since
it's a perfect reset. For that franchise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because from there, they could do anything now. It was, but you're right. It was a fantastically done movie.
I was thinking about the same thing, AJ. Yeah. I was thinking you could take now the Predator and put him in the Civil War. You could take him, put him over in the, the medieval war. Like, you could have.
Well, because that's the thing with the Predator. They're omnipresent. They've always existed. And that's all they do is hunt. And they're looking for the challenge of the hunt.
Yeah, they hunt people.
Yeah, or anything. I mean, like this guy, he was going after the bear. He went after the wolf.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a ton of stuff going on there.
I loved it. I thought it was great. So you saw it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Carlos, did you watch it?
Yeah. I saw it as well, man. I can't even remember the last time I saw a Predator movie.
Oh, really?
I'm with you, Los. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people, when they heard, I remember 3 years ago on the John Campia show when they bought the rights for this.
Yeah.
And going like, God dang, really? Predator? Again, I can clearly remember saying that, like, and then somebody I really respect who is very thorough, same as Robert Burnett, and he's like, no, you know what, man? If somebody can get that story right.
Yeah.
And I always respect his opinion. And he's like, if you can just take him and put the Predator here. And I was like, okay. And then I forgot about it.
Right.
And then this preview of this young, you know, a woman named Naru, who Amber Midthunder, what a badass name. Amber Midthunder.
Is that her name?
Naru. Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah.
And I go off in too many times and I just don't say these actors' names, and shame on me, because I want my work to be shown and my name to be said. So let me say Amber Midthunder's name, because she put on an amazing performance.
She was great, right?
Her brother as well, Dakota. His name's Dakota Beavers.
Which one was he? Like,
he's her brother.
In the movie.
In the movie, oh, the actor that plays her
he
brother.
He was a badass.
His name is Dakota Beavers.
Well, yeah, it had a pot. You know, when you watch the thing, it's like you had a positive. I mean, they were heroes, you know, in this thing, and I thought it was really, really great. I super enjoyed it. I thought it was. Did you watch it, Ryan?
I watched it, and I don't think it was the best Predator movie. It was good. You know, like Predator's the best Predator movie.
Okay, well,
easily.
Well, they're saying it's the best one since the original.
Yeah.
Then there's a bunch, man.
There's goofy ones like The Predators, which was like kind of a comedy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it was trying to be funny. Yeah. Predator 2 is good. I'd put it after Predator 2 if I would do that. And then, like, the weird. So there's like just a weird little things that bother me. And this is just for me.
Yeah.
But Amber Midthunder, she looks like April Ludgate from Parks and Rec. And I can't get that out of my head. I just like, she's like, and it was just like, oh, it's
oh,
just
I
like,
can see that. Yeah.
So that's where I was at for most of it.
Yeah.
It was cool. I like a female character that they don't screw up, and they didn't do that with this
one. Yeah, they didn't screw it up at all.
This is cool. It wasn't like, oh, she's like, there's this thing called Mary Sue, which is a character in movies where they just like make them like just kind of ultra powerful. They get a lot of plot armor for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, everything she did made sense.
I would agree with you on that. It's not like, oh, they're trying to make the female character look tougher than a female really could be. That's not what they're doing in this.
I like that. So like when she screws up on the first hunt, I'm like, cool, okay. Yeah. And she gets better, and it's very, I like the thing with the axe on the rope.
That
I was like,
badass.
That was very cool. But the Predator also. Different Predator.
Well, of course, he's 300 years old. It was 300 years before, you know, like the time has changed.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Predator movies. They only give you like a glimpse at the Predator's world. I think if they could explain better, like, okay,
he wants to
go at the level of like, because Predators, I don't know if you remember, have like energy cannons and stuff. This guy didn't have that, so either it wasn't invented yet,
right?
Or this Predator's going like, I'm going to go to a level of tech. And then stop there.
You know what I think the appeal of the Predator movie is? You don't really, the mystery of, I don't know what the hell, why are they doing this? Like, they don't explain too much.
Yeah.
You got to create it in your head. No, I think that's part of the cool of it.
He was doing the same thing she was doing.
Yeah.
hunting.
Yes.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's trying to find the best warrior on the planet.
Right. She was doing, they were both on the same path.
Yeah.
And she, unfortunately, you know, he was kind of cheating at some points, too.
Yes, like, that bothered like, me. Know, I was like, competitive, if you can come all the way here. You are cheating.
I really was quite blown away with it all.
Yeah.
The production value, right?
Yeah. And it was one of those where I started watching it, and I'm like, damn, I wish I was in a theater right now. This is what, and, oh, I, and I was really, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I thought there's going to be, if you have belief that the theater is a grander level to present your work, uh-huh. which I believe it is, then you're going to look at some stuff that deserves the grandness of it all, right? Like these open, beautiful scapes, the sequences, the way that they structured everything. I wanted to see that not only in a giant screen, but with an audience. Like that's what makes these Marvel.
Of course,
like we're all walking in, especially something like this, not even a Marvel property or something that we're expecting a certain level, right? This is a perfect example of this would have been a blockbuster hit in the theaters.
It really could have been. You're right.
So as soon as I was done, I called my dad. And I was like, "Hey, Pop, you got to watch this. Yeah. He likes these kinds of movies."
Yeah.
I go, "Dad, I'm telling you, you wouldn't mind spending the $20 if we would have went to the movie theater."
Correct.
A couple hours later, he was like, "Oh my gosh!" Yeah. Like he totally loved it. You know what I mean?
And it was on just Hulu. Like Hulu. Yeah. Hulu has a lot of really good movies.
Well,
now,
that's what made me mad. It was on Hulu because I don't know about you.
Yeah.
It kept like going into like 480p every so often. I don't know if just that many people were watching it, but my stream would like kind of degrade for a second. I have that general problem with Hulu. So I agree with Carlos. I'm like, theater, I keep getting taken out of it.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. You're not distracted.
I didn't have that problem. I watched it on the big TV.
You guys got that good internet then, don't you?
I know. Actually, is your Wi-Fi on when you go in the room? Because I've noticed that if I go next to my thing and my Wi-Fi's on my phone, it drains it. Mm. But anyway, I thought some of those sequences... Like, think about the sequences you have to create to look at something in this day and age and be like, wow, that's really fresh. And you're, like, discovering it as it happens. The sequences with the prey to the predator. As you're watching, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's really cool.
I don't want to give away too much, Los.
No, and I don't either.
How about the point where, like, he wanted to get a horse? And then that scene after that with the horse. And then just learn about him. And it's like one of the things that this kid, the reason that he cast him, he is a badass on horses. He's an expert on horses.
Oh, wow.
And so that
some of those scenes were so cool.
Yeah.
Exhilarating.
Yeah. I was like rooting for him. I'm sitting there watching for myself. And I was like, yeah, get that. And I'm like cussing at the TV.
I don't know if it was the mood I was in. I don't know what it was, my expectation or whatever. But I kept, as I got done with it, I'm like, I think that's the best movie I ever saw that was just made for like Hulu or just Netflix or one of those
Love to know.
It's like, better than Gray Man.
I didn't really like Gray Man.
Lois, you bring up a good point. I'm curious of what the thought process is, or like where it goes to, where they decide, hey, we're going to just strictly do streaming. Is did Hulu buy this from the very beginning and that's what it was, or is it like, you know,
how it worked was this? Kind of got saved by the own thing that we're kind of complaining about not being in the theater. It got saved in that same regard because somebody was able to pitch it and say, hey, I can make it for this budget.
Right.
I can make it for this streaming.
Oh, and it fits on who? Okay.
And so it saved it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes people do stuff that is so damn good that you're like, oh, man. And I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden they're like, we're going to do a theater release. It's going to be the first Hulu theater release or something. I don't know. That would cost a lot of money, but...
what I thought was cool though too, like they didn't. It was the first time that I've ever seen a movie where like another language comes in, the French people, and they don't translate it. And I was like,
that made
it really interesting.
And you know what's funny? And you know me, I normally would complain if I have to read a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the very first part where it's all in Comanche, you have to read it, and I had no problem with it. It seemed to fit right. It wasn't like
there's a second cut where it's all Comanche.
No, they actually did this.
Is it really?
Yeah. They did this right now. Actually, right now, if you go to your Hulu and you go to languages, they offered it up right
I
off
want
the
to go
bat
back and watch
in
it.
Comanche.
That's better because I didn't like some of the like the anglicized phrases they were using. That like took me out of it a little bit too. Like,
that was my one complaint, Ryan.
You can go back and listen to it in Comanche. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm watching it and I look it up and I'm like, okay, I guess some Comanche spoke French and some spoke a little bit of English. English, but I'm like, why not with the accuracy? You can see every little detail. What yeah. was you don't need. And I love that they didn't say, "Hey, oh, mom, you're making our traditional biscuits." You know, like yeah. she was like they, she
there's
was
no
just
exposition. That's what I like.
Yeah, nothing. It was just she was just grinding something. You're like, I wonder what the hell she's grinding. You know, like
I don't know, and I'm glad I don't know.
Exactly. But that makes way more. Because I was like, okay, I guess. If you're really trying to get a bigger audience, you don't want to go full
too hard on the
caption.
You don't go full Comanche.
Yeah, you don't go full Comanche, exactly. But that's really cool. I'm going to go back and watch it with my daughter because I think she's going to totally love it, too.
Yeah, it's good. It really, it's called Prey, by the way, for people who are texting in. You can always text us. It's called Prey. It's on Hulu. I, you know, people had said it was really good. I didn't know what to expect, but I really did enjoy it, and I like the way that they portrayed, you know, the actors that portrayed the Comanche tribe. I thought was really, really cool. And the guy that is the brother is a badass, and she was a badass. Now, do you think if they do another movie, it will be those two characters, or do you think that's just... That's just
oh no!
Off.
I think you're gonna move the Predator all over different kind of timelines.
Predator 1776. You know what I mean?
There's all kinds of things.
I watched Samurai this weekend too for the first time ever because we talked about the Tom Cruise movies. Loved it. It was awesome.
You've never seen The Last Samurai?
Never saw it. No, oh. Never saw it. No, it was really, really good. Go ahead, and
I was gonna say. So after that, the show that gets recommended. Is Reservoir Dogs?
Reservation Dogs.
Reservation Dogs.
Oh, that's
and you
funny.
Mentioned that was kind of funny.
Yes.
I watched the first couple episodes.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
It's about living on a reservation. Yeah. And once again, you talk about the most marginalized people. I mean, for God's sakes, what we did to them was horrible. And you barely see them in represented in a show other than Yellowstone or
Hawkeye.
Was there an American Indian?
Yeah, Alakwa. Yeah, that was okay. the main person, Maya, who turns into the Native American or the American. Like, I don't want to give away too much, but
yeah,
and that's why it's on my radar too, is because we're friends, and she always shares different shows that are featuring some great. Cast.
Oh, you know, it's funny because Carlos, you texted and said something you didn't think I'd like it because of graphic and gore.
Well, yeah,
because
you've been pretty iffy on gore lately.
Yeah, I didn't find that gory. I didn't find Prey to be
very artistic.
But it's not overly. It's not like done for shock value. It's there, but not. You know what I'm saying?
That's a class on the perfect mix of action, stunt. Gore.
And a story.
I mean, and the story, the development. You know, I wasn't like, I'm telling you the whole time, I'm like, man, I really want to see some more Predator. And that's what you want from your story.
You know what you want.
And then at the end, you're getting this like extravaganza of badass Predator, like on every level. And you're like, and then all of a sudden, you're like, in your mind, you're like, damn, I think Predator could take out most anybody in film history. I mean, other than some supernatural cats.
Hey, didn't Predator win against Alien? I forget who won in that. Alien versus Predator. Probably Predator. Probably won. I don't know.
They're both aliens, though.
I know. I saw
it's Alien versus Alien.
There's a movie called Predator versus Alien, and I don't know who wins in that. But anyway, hey, we'll take a little break. We'll come back. I saw something else that was awesome this week, and a couple other things I can tell you about. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. As you scale the wall.
In a world of ever-changing algorithms, you can still find us here. Real Radio 104.1 on Facebook. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Hey, I think we've done pretty good. We didn't blow... Like, we told you about Prey, but we didn't give any spoilers away. That's pretty good. Pretty good job. That was good. Welcome back. Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1. Hope they're putting you in a good mood to get ready for your work week on this beautiful Monday. What is up? And remember, if you want to leave us a message, you can. Just go to the iHeartRadio app. That's how you can listen to past shows, current shows, and leave us a message. We'll play it later. What's up? I'm Russ with Angel and Carlos and Ryan all here today. So, like I say, had a great weekend. I just spent it in the pool. We were watching TV. I only drank on one day. It just happened to be that was drinking on Saturday. Angel, I went to our favorite liquor store, you know, the dude that, you know, buddy, super nice guy. I'm like, all right, I want the best vodka, and I want, you know, I want to, you got an idea for a great drink. He goes, dude, let me show you this. And he had this mix for mojito, because you make this mojito with vodka, because it'll
vodka mojito, huh?
And I gotta tell you what, man,
not bad.
It was pretty good. And then I went from that, because that was all I drank on Saturday, and then I went from that to White Russian, only because the Big Lebowski, he had me dying for a White Russian. And woo, that was a day. But during that day, we were watching. I watched Prey, loved it. I thought Prey was awesome. And then another thing comes up, and it's like, directed by Ron Howard. I like Ron Howard. And it's 13 Lives. It's on Amazon. Man, holy. Okay, and the star of it is Colin Farrell and some other guys or whatever. And it's the true story. So it's a true story, so I'm not going to blow anything. This has been out in the news, okay? So don't flip out if you're one of those people like, you ruined the movie. It's on Amazon. It's called 13 Lives. It's about the 13, well, it's 12 kids and one coach that got stuck in Taiwan in that cave. And when you see, I mean, right off the bat, man, they get right into it. It was really good. And I swear, we've talked about it here on the show. Oh, they're still stuck. It's been this many days, blah, blah, blah. I remember Elon Musk was going to send
Offering up some device. Yeah.
Some sort of a device that was like a little submarine to put the kids in.
And he called one of the rescuers a pedophile, and that was weird.
Well, I do remember that. But there's no way that submarine he talked about would have worked. It just never would have worked. Do you know how they got all 13 of those the kids and the coach out of that cave? Like, I didn't know this.
It was an insane way. They had to put the mask on them and carry them all the way through this like terrain, which was like the tiniest holes and pitch black. Yeah, the story's insane.
It was 7 hours, all right, for one kid, 7 hours to get out, and they had to euthanize them. Not euthanize. not death, but we put them to sleep.
Sedate them.
Sedate them. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm sorry. They had to sedate them, and it was illegal to do it because they didn't get permission from the parents. And they're like, listen, if we don't sedate them, they ain't going to live. So we're just going to do it and hope that it turns out okay.
Wow.
And when they show this in this movie, God, I think Ron Howard is brilliant, by the way.
He's a master.
It was really good. I was like, and you're watching it, and if you're really into it and you're watching it, and I used to dive, I'm a scuba diver, used to be, just to imagine what they had to go through for 7 hours. And halfway through, the kids would start to wake up. So they would have to sedate them again to make sure they pass out. And it's a scary movie, but I mean it's
intense.
It's intense. You're watching like, oh my God, this kid's gonna. And I didn't realize that they had a diver that died in this whole thing.
I think he was like their Navy, their version of the Navy SEAL.
But two of the guys that were kind of in charge were not military. They were just specialists in cave diving, and super good. If you get a chance to watch it, it was really a good movie. And I don't know how accurate everything is, because
I saw a documentary on that, and all of the things you're saying were true.
They put one scene where, you know, like they drop a couple of the syringes, and you're like, oh, he's trying to find the syringe. And I'm like, okay, they probably added that in for a little bit of make the movie a little bit better and everything. But they had to sedate all of those kids so they wouldn't move or anything, and hoping that their mask from one of the kids didn't fit on their face. So they got to kind of hold the mask on for 7 hours. It's just absolutely amazing.
That's insane,
film,
man. Wow.
So I think you guys would get a kick out of that. And then the last thing I want to tell you about was something I was like, okay, you know, I've watched a couple good movies, watched The Last Samurai. I'd never seen it before, thought it was awesome. And then it pops up and it says, Paper Girls. And I'm like, okay, I'll pick something maybe that Mary Ellen will like, you know, Paper Girls. It sounds like, you know, a cutie little thing. And imagine if you crossed Stranger Things with Back to the Future, with Transformers, right? All you put all that together, that's what this is. And I will tell you, from the first episode, it had me, and we watched the entire, crushed the entire season.
Did this get nominated for a bunch of stuff, or is this
brand new? It just came out. It's brand new. It's called
Yellow Jackets or something like that.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets is good. Yeah,
it's good. And it was nominated. You're right, Carlos. But this is called Paper Girls, and it was. Really, if you like Stranger Things and you like, you know, Back to
they're
the Future.
They're going for their Stranger Things kind of? You think this is their shot at Stranger Things?
Without a doubt. It starts in 1988, so all the music is there. It's the nostalgia with the music.
Oh, yeah. And, even this trailer you're playing on right now, Ryan, you can totally tell. I'm going to have to watch that.
And they go to 2000,
with my daughter.
2019. Your daughter will love it.
Yeah, it sounds like perfect.
And they go back to 2000. They go back to, like I say, 1988. Then they go to 1999. And the nostalgic music from that time period, they're showing that, and it was really, really good. I didn't really get into Stranger Things at all. I couldn't, for whatever reason, it didn't captivate me. This did from the first episode. You're like, oh, man. And, I think your daughter would love it, Carlos.
Yeah, I think we're going to try and check that out in the Umbrella Academy. Those two there, because Umbrella Academy is beating Stranger Things at times. That's how popular it is.
Really?
After the obviously premiere and stuff like that. But I saw the preview for that because I went and watched the more of those boys cartoons. Yeah. So I saw the kind of thing on there, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. But I will. That looks good.
Yeah. It's called Paper Girl. Remember when back in the 80s, you could be a paper boy. You know, we were driving in the morning. Yeah. You could throw the paper out. Well, these were all girls, four girls that did it, and then it goes into a whole bunch of other stuff. It's all supernatural kind of. But it was a lot of fun. The girl characters were great. And
there's a bunch of stuff that got dropped over this weekend. I don't know if it was just a coincidence, but a bunch of different movies and stuff added on to all the social or to the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
There was an action one on Netflix called Clark.
Clark?
Yeah. No, Carter. It was called Carter.
Okay.
And it's an Asian action movie. It's absolutely ridiculous. Viggo Mortensen did a movie called Northern
Exposure.
No, it's Northern something, and there's a fight scene. This is it right there.
Yeah.
This thing was absolutely amazing. It's a bonkers action movie. Like, just, I know you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
If there's
too much action and not enough story.
There's a ton of story there, but the action is just so, I mean, in your face from the moment it starts. The opening fight sequence is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's in a Asian bathhouse. Dudes are, you know.
Every time I fight, it's usually in an Asian bathhouse.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I know.
There's basically a chase that happens in midair with a gunfight and everything. But it was absolutely.
That looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
Did you watch, this is something that I don't know if it just came out or I just saw that it was out or whatever. It had been in the movie theaters. Actually, when we talked to Mark Wahlberg, it was in the movie theater.
No.
Uncharted?
Uncharted.
I mean.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Father What's His Face.
No, I saw Father Stew. I didn't care for that. Yeah.
No, I actually, last night I watched it a little bit, Russ, Uncharted, because I'd been into I played the video game a little bit and I like both those characters. I thought it was pretty fun, pretty damn simple. Similar to the video game, and I didn't finish it or anything. Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun.
A little silly, but it was fun. You know what I was having a problem with is, though, with the two characters, Mark Wahlberg, to me, is the bigger star than Tom Holland, but yet Tom Holland is the lead, and then Mark Wahlberg's playing the second. And
I had a hard time breaking him from being Spider-Man.
Me too.
Like, the whole time I was like watching him, and I'm like, because like they tried to make him a little bit older.
That's what this movie's totally for, though. This movie's give you an idea that he can do other things. And the character, actually, to be honest, Wahlberg, he's in this movie because he's a producer of the movie,
right?
But him being cast as Sully is kind of a miscast, because in the video game, Sully's a little older,
mm-hmm.
and he's got and he's got a beard and everything.
Oh, really?
So he's a little bit older. But for the way that the vehicle was done for the movie, I thought it worked.
Hey, the fact that I could watch it free on Netflix, I was good with it.
Holland, I didn't realize what an amazing actor he really is, though, until I saw the movie The Devil All the Time. where he's definitely not a Spider-Man character. You don't even feel like he's Spider-Man in that movie at all. He's like a really, really good actor.
See, I agree with Carlos in this because it's so much action. Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's Spider-Man crawling.
And he's literally climbing.
He's doing
next,
Spider-Man.
And like, he's like, and he's like, whoa, what's up? And I'm like, but and he's so young looking too. But I haven't finished it yet. But I was like, oh, this is good.
It's fun. I mean, at the end, it's fun. It's you know, it's silly, but it was fun. So anyway, and then I tried to watch the thing that you were talking about, the Sandman.
Sandman.
And you know, first 20 minutes didn't get me. I'm like, I'm not going to waste time if I'm not into it.
I don't know what it is about that show. Like, it's a WB show, which I always find kind of cheesy because it's a DC comic. The Sandman's actually a really good comic.
Really?
And DC shows always come off cheesy, like Arrow or Flash. I was like, this is that, but for some reason, I'm still in it. I don't know. I don't know if I'm fully enjoying it, but I'm liking where it's going so far.
Right.
So it is interesting. It was number one all weekend, so I was like, all right, I'll check it out. But a weird looking dude.
Well, I found so many things this weekend that I got into right away. Like I was in Prey. I loved it from the beginning. No. This other one, The Paper Girls, first episode, I'm into it. Even with the Last Samurai, I was into it. And then I'm watching this thing, I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
I'm not going to force myself to do it if I
don't
like
it. It's slow. I hate
watch The House.
the shorts one?
Which one?
Did you see that one?
No, I forgot to watch it, man. I'll watch it today.
I want to start doing this. It's so bad that I was so mad that I spent 20-something minutes watching a short that I was waiting for a big ending that I'm going to start telling people that The House is the best cartoon you will ever see because I want them. Bruce, I want you to just watch it. And then at the end, just watch the first one. And you're going to be like, what in bloody hell did I just watch?
All right, we take a break. When we come back, it's trivia time. Your chance to win something. So get on the line, 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
We must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely.
The bad news, the brain isn't all that great at hearing stuff and remembering it. The good news, you can watch us too. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Radio 104.1.